This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Kremlin is denying that its military is targeting populated areas in Ukraine. There is evidence that residential buildings, schools, and hospitals have been hit during the Russian invasion. Ukrainian troops are holding Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and other key cities. But today, neighboring Belarus could send troops to help Russia. That's according to a senior American intelligence official. Russian President Putin's put his nuclear forces on high alert. The UN General Assembly meets in emergency session today. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
There are two meetings at the UN. First, the 193-member General Assembly, where ambassadors like Linda Thomas-Greenfield of the U.S. will denounce the war that Russia's waged on Ukraine and find ways to hold the Kremlin accountable.
Those of us here, safely sitting in this hallowed hall, have a moral responsibility to respond to Russia's desecration of human life.
Later, the more powerful 15-member Security Council meets to discuss international demands for an immediate ceasefire.
Europe and Canada are closing their airspace to Russian airliners. The AP's Naomi Shannon.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirms the shutting down of EU airspace for all Russian aircrafts, as well as an EU ban on Russian state-owned media, such as Russia Today and Sputnik. The EU will also target Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko for supporting Russia's widespread military campaign in Ukraine with a new package of sanctions.
There are reports that a major Toyota supplier has been hit by a suspected cyber attack. Toyota says only that it's suspending production at all 28 lines of its 14 plants in Japan starting tomorrow because of a supplier's system malfunction. This is AP News. Will he run?
A straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference annual meeting has former President Trump as their favorite to be the Republican presidential nominee again.
We did it twice, and we'll do it again. We're going to be doing it again.
Former President Trump Saturday in Orlando indicating he will run for president in 2024. In his speech, Trump again falsely blamed his 2020 election loss on widespread voter fraud, for which there is no evidence. He also defended his recent praise of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Of course he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
Trump expressed support for the Ukrainian people and praised President Vladimir Zelensky as a brave man. Trump earned 59% of the CPAC straw poll, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 28%. No one else had more than 2%. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.